Hey, welcome to Demon and Blob. I'm Tori M.
And I'm Zaya.
Today we're going to be talking about social media and small businesses.
Yay!
It has been a while since our last podcast because summer we had some things to do. But now we're back!
From vacation! Honestly, I know I've said this before, but the level of dead brain that we are currently experiencing is...
a lot.
Yeah. Topping the charts.
I think currently we're just trying to get back into the swing of things. We are also trying to get our podcasts on YouTube, so stay tuned for that.
We still don't know, like, what to do with all of this, but we're having fun, we're trying things out. Yeah. Alright, well, something I wanted to mention before we get into the podcast is feel free to always let us know if you want us to talk about something, because we have a hard time trying to figure out what would be a good topic to talk about. We like to talk about basically anything, but because we're able to talk about so many things and because we have so many options, we don't exactly know what to choose. Mm-hmm. So some help would be appreciated.
Okay, let's get started. Social media. What do you think about social media?
It has its ups and downs. I mean, okay, it's nice that we get, like, the availability to say what we want whenever we want to, but also, does that diminish, like, everyone's sort of, like, credibility or, like, the power of what they're saying?
I feel like between the both of us, I definitely use social media more.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I think... But she's right. I feel like sometimes when you have information that can travel around so fast, it either loses its original meaning or some of it's just not real, you know?
Social media is weird. It's like if there's this sort of like total power to words, and then it's suddenly divided by so many people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's not as much power in what people say anymore, and it doesn't mean as much as it should.
Yeah, because I feel like everyone's able to access it.
Yeah, back in the day when people could say something and only the people near them could, like, hear what they say and consider it, it was, like, considered more important and valuable. Now it's just everywhere, all the time.
Yeah. Social media is really toxic at the same time, though. Like, that's a given, but sometimes I think a lot of people just have, like, an unhealthy relationship with social media now.
It's also addictive.
Yeah, it's really addicting. I can't stop, like, looking at it, even though I know it's bad for me. I think the thing is, as humans, sometimes we indulge in things that are bad for us because we just don't want to stop. Like, sometimes you look at these accounts of things that you know will make you upset, but you look at it anyways because you're just so curious. You're like, oh my god, I just need to know, blah, 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 blah. So you continue to look at it, even though in reality, you should really try to cut it out.
Social media gives everyone access to everybody else along with the information.
Yeah.
Like, when they, like, people, it's a lot easier to, like, gang up on an idea or a person.
Mm-hmm.
And
so true. Bandwagoning.
Yeah. Proper terms. I remember we talked about it in, like, was it psychology?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Talked about that in psychology?
Oh, wait, yeah, you told me. The, like, bandwagon effect, yeah. Where one person does it, and then they say how everyone else is doing it, so
and
it's like...
that's how people get canceled.
Power of persuasion. No, so, like... social media is both, like, a great and a terrible thing. There was this comedy show, I don't remember who was saying it, but it was this guy, and he was saying how, imagine if our founding fathers had known about Twitter. I feel like that First Amendment with the right to speech wouldn't have been there, because to them, that meant that everybody who speaks either knows what they're talking about or has a purpose, you know? But now, because everyone has the power to say whatever they want all the time, it's like, without even thinking about it either, it's just like, you say things impulsively and it could just like catch on, or other people would hear it, and it's like a whole thing. It's really sad how people just take some, like, there are jokes, like, because there are so many people and so many different ways of seeing the world. Someone's words might, like, they may be taken, like, billions of different ways. And I mean, like, that's good and bad, because what if it's, like, a motivational thing, and then many different people apply that to their lives and find inspiration in it? That's great. But what if someone says something as a joke, and then half of those billion or 2 billion people take it as, like, something serious and offensive, and then they just get hurt by it?
Oh, yeah, that's so true. I feel like so many things on social media are fake, because sometimes, because, as you said, because information travels so fast, maybe one person saw it this way, and then they spread the idea that this is this, and then everybody starts to think that way.
I feel like one episode to social media isn't enough. I feel like we'd have to talk about it again in another.
With this, we wanted to also kind of talk about small businesses. I personally don't have any experience in it, but, like, Zaya and her mom do. So,
Toriyama and I kind of thought that we should maybe start a small business making stickers, because we have, I mean, the resources to do it, and Toriyama can basically draw.
Yeah, sure.
So we thought, maybe why not? Plus, we really like the cover of our podcast, and we thought it looked really nice. So if anyone wants stickers, let us know. But again, social media, it has both good and bad. And you see all of these small businesses on it, especially now on TikTok.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of, like, small businesses with, like, jewelry.
And then, like, clothing and, like, embroidery and stuff.
Yeah, and then really makeup. Cool. And mm-hmm. Yeah, and it both inspires, and it sort of, like, makes you feel helpless, because here's someone doing something professional.
Yeah, that's so true.
And then at the same time, you're like, it's like, I'm not doing anything, why should I even start?
But you feel, from social media, sometimes you feel like, you feel really inspired, you're like, oh my god, I want to do this too. But then when you see someone who does something, like, really successful, and you're doing nothing, you feel like, oh, I'm not doing enough, I'll never reach that level.
Yeah, well, like, what's the point of even trying?
I feel like that happens to me. Okay, we'll go back to that, but diving into, like, so, like, for art, it's always like that. I love social media for the reason because I get to see so many different artists, and I don't think I would have developed the way I draw if it wasn't for social media. Hashtag Pinterest. Yeah. I love Pinterest. But the point is that there's so many resources, especially for the artistic side of things on social media, that it's, like, I think it's definitely helped a lot of people, including myself, to kind of hone in on their craft and stuff. But as we are humans, it is inevitable to compare yourself. And so sometimes you go on social media, you see people who do these successful, they have these successful art accounts, and you're like, wow, I really want to make an art account too. But then you see people who have really cool ideas, really cool color palettes and composition, and they have, like, amazing skills. And then you're like, oh damn, I'll never be that good. And then you just lose motivation completely, and you don't do your art account.
I feel like art is a really good example of, like, social media effects, because without art, like, without other people's art, and without, like, explanations and showing, and there would be no way to further yourself.
Yeah.
Other than what's in your head and what you think is right.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, there are these people who do these amazing things, and social media causes people to feel helpless, especially when they, like, don't show the process or the reality of it, and they lie about it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's these videos and pictures of, like, people, oh, I just did this, you know, like, just no effort, no nothing. So, like, it makes you feel helpless because you know that you'll never be able to do it like they did it, but not mm-hmm. knowing how much effort they actually put into it and how much work went into it.
Yeah.
But then if you also know how much work went into it, you sort of feel helpless because you kind of know that you probably won't do it that way yourself.
Yeah.
It goes both ways. But the reason why I wanted to bring the subject of small businesses into social media is because, again, as I said before, there's, like, ups and downs, there's good and bad things about it, and small businesses is sort of, like, it's an amazing opportunity for people to do what they like. Because not everybody wants to sit in a cubicle and be part of a huge corporation and do stuff like that. And it's amazing how people can make, like, art and do what they like make jewelry and stuff like that, and actually make a living from it. And it's amazing that social media can help people achieve that. But at the same time, it's like comparing yourself, you know? And social media, like, helps them gain popularity and customers, and it's, like, a great way to further your business. But at the same time, not only does it give people sort of... Well, when people know of you, they don't just think good things, you know? Like, everyone always has that option to send it to someone else or to leave, like, a bad comment and leave a bad impression, and that one thing can ruin it. And it's like people have so much influence over everything, and some people don't even realize it, especially when it comes to small businesses, because, as I said before, everyone has that power now to speak up, but not everybody uses it in a good way. And so one great example is that small businesses can be greatly affected by someone saying something as a joke or something, and then someone else taking it as seriously, and then that small business suffers from it. That sounds all very complicated. Yo, my half-asleep brain came up with an idea.
Wow, genius.
I know, right?
Do you want to talk about your mom's business?
Yeah, sure. Shameless plug. So my mom, she makes, okay, I don't know how to explain it. Basically, she makes these creations, and they are basically miniature clothes, like real clothes, with, like, pockets and hoods and strings, and it's, like, it's crazy, but it's, like, for dolls, and...
She also does it for babies, right?
Yeah, okay, so some people, they order, clothes for dolls, and then for, like, their children, guys, girls, they order this matching clothes to their dolls, and it's so cute.
Really? They do that?
Yeah, so there was this one, there's this one thing she makes for dolls, and it's, like, a jumper.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody ordered one for their kid, and it was so cute because it was literally the exact same thing, because, like, the same person makes both things, mm-hmm. and they're made of the exact same materials, and it literally looks so cute. But, you know, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of time and a lot of materials, so those things kind of cost more than normally. But I feel like it's really nice that, like, what she makes, it's, like, she's always loved making things, and she gets to do that now, and, you know, for people, like, older, like, children and adults, and like clothes, making clothes is like, it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. But at first I was kind of surprised that she was making clothes for dolls, but I kind of get it now, because they're smaller and she gets to like channel out more creativity, because she gets to make more things, and just because they're so small and they're really cool. For anyone who wants to check it out, look for Dolls Dream Designs on Etsy.
Oh yeah, she has an Etsy shop.
Yeah, that's where she sells everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, fun fact, she also like works with people. Like, some people just like message her and ask her if she can make this like piece of clothing for their dolls.
Oh, like custom made.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, that's cool. And then she uses like social media to promote.
Yeah, she has an Instagram, a Facebook. I feel like now all that's missing is a TikTok.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. My mom has a TikTok.
My dad has a TikTok. Oh, yeah, and he found me on it.
Wait, he did?
Yeah, he, like, messages me random TikToks, like, here's a fun fact about college.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, thanks, Dad. Much appreciated.
Water break. I'm so glad my mom doesn't know my TikTok. I don't post anything on TikTok.
Yeah, neither of us do. We just
we just like scroll on it and then like, and then send stuff to each other. No, we just tag stuff to each other.
It's hilarious how we use TikTok. We don't want to like clutter
our text, the message.
Like the message feature in TikTok. So what we do is we just tag each other and like write the message in the comment,
and our own conversation.
Yeah, like it's funny because it's like public comments, but we're having our own little talk on it.
But yeah, I think speaking of social media, TikTok is toxic, but it's like so addictive. Like, I feel like summer I've been using TikTok way more. Oh my God, I just slammed my water bottle. I've been using TikTok way more in summer. I think that's why it was made
in that certain way. Like, you know, scrolling the way it does and the way it automatically plays and like just the way it's made and put together, it's made so that people use it more.
Can we talk about the whole Instagram thing? So, okay, I use, out of all social medias, I use Instagram and Snapchat the most because
I don't really count Snapchat a social media.
Well, it technically is.
It's literally a messaging app with pictures.
Well, okay, you could say that, but it's still a popular social media app. What I was saying is, Instagram is... I use Instagram a lot. You don't use it that much.
I mostly just look at, like, satisfying videos and stuff while listening to audiobooks.
I think... The thing is, okay, I don't know if you know, but you know there's like a new policy with Instagram, how they're gonna like promote reels more and do
really?
And become less of a photo app.
Oh, that's depressing. Isn't that their whole point was to be a photo app?
Yeah, I feel like, honestly, personally, when reels started coming on, I was a little skeptical. I still don't really like it because it's honestly just people reposting their TikToks on like Instagram. Like, it's literally the same thing. But apparently, they're gonna promote Reels more and, like, become more of a video app instead of a photo app.
I think that, like, it's like everything is becoming the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
It's the same with, like, stores and, like, everywhere. It's starting to just... Everything is mixing into, like, the same mixing pot.
That's another thing with social media. I feel like social media, because everything travels so fast, everybody becomes, like, the same person. Because, like, everyone's, like, the same trends, the same news, and the same whatever, you know? So everyone becomes essentially the same. But what I was saying is, like, how Instagram is becoming less of a photo app, apparently, and...
But isn't that their whole thing?
Yeah, that was, like, the whole point. So I feel like it's, like, kind of... It's kind of counterintuitive, in my opinion. I don't know. I feel like... Because TikTok is already, like, a video app. I feel...
Because TikTok is a video app. You can't post a picture.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like... TikTok is, like, their own app. But maybe because of its success, maybe that's why Instagram wanted to, like, do videos. But, like... I don't know. I feel like it's less personal if you do reels.
Instagram now is like every other teenage girl out there trying to be like every other teenage girl out there, but like, yeah, with like as a social media platform.
The reason I like Instagram is because of the pictures. I feel like it's nice to just see people post their like artwork or like, oh, today I went to this, blah, 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 blah. I feel like when it's videos, sometimes it's less, not like home videos, but like when you do TikToks or like reels of you just like, I don't know, lip syncing or whatever, it's less personal. I don't know. Like when you post a picture of your art, it's more, I don't know, you just showcase your art. It's different from doing a reel of your process and whatever, if that makes sense. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's different appeals from pictures to videos.
So that's why it kind of sucks that they're, like, gonna promote the videos more than the pictures now.
Even their name, Instagram.
Yeah.
Isn't it supposed to be, like...
And as someone who's, like, in the art community, I feel bad because, like, a lot of artists have been getting less and less attention. Because, you know, they post pictures of their art. But apparently, now Instagram is going to be more video-based sometime.
That's sad.
Yeah. Okay. So, that was
basic. This was us being angry. Thank you for joining our TED Talk.
I thought you said TikTok. I was like...
I said TED Talk.
Well, yes. Thank you for joining our TED Talk. We are a little tired, but we're trying to get back into the podcast thing because since we're both doing it, it's sometimes hard to like have a time to meet up and actually do these podcasts. So that's why our scheduling is very random and sparse.
We try, whenever we do these, we try to schedule them and make them in advance.
Mm-hmm. We try to get
to resemble a schedule.
We try to get together like once a month and then pre-record, but it's not always possible, but we'll try our best. But yeah, that is our little 2 cents on social media.
Hopefully, like, I know it's a long stretch, but hopefully you like this.
And if you want more from us, check out our Instagram at Demon and Blob, and stay tuned for more podcasts, or check out our previous podcasts.
Yeah, actually, oh, okay, here's a question. If any of y'all out there feel like answering, should we redo our intro? We listened to it, and it was not top quality material. It's the first thing that we made, and back then we were so awkward with the mic. We started laughing every time, and
yeah,
there's actually like a fun story I'll tell later on in some other episode about the first session that we did. It was really funny, and we started laughing so hard, and it was all, like, mistakes, and it was cute, but, like, should we remake it?
Let us know. And, yep, we hope you have an amazing day today. And stay tuned for more. Bye!
Bye!